So, Pashas told us, we have one of the classic discussions of the Rishonim is regarding the Mechira of the Bechira. Esav sold the Bechira to Yaakov, and the Rishonim are bothered, how can you sell the Bechira? What's the problem with the Bechira? It's Dabar Shalom Ba'al Olam. Right? The Rishonim are bringing the Pirush Shatur LaTayra from Ba'al Turim. And you have the Rosh, the Rivosh, you all speak about it. How can you be back in Dabar Shalom Ba'al Olam? As the Ba'al Turim says, the Pirush Shatur HaOrach, the longer Pirush, he brings the question. He says, first of all, Aki, what are you selling exactly? We're not actually selling something. Elamai, you want to tell me the Bechira? There's enough community. If you have Bechor, you inherit double. So he says, okay, but that's Tavash Lo Baloy, we didn't get it yet. How can you sell Tavash Lo Baloy? That's the question that the Rishonim bring.
Who said the Bechira wasn't good?
Okay, maybe you could say the Bechira wasn't good. It was only, by the way, some Rishonim say that it was, I think it was Das Hiskini about it. He says it was really just a whole charade, just to make Esau feel good, but really it wasn't, he deserved it anyway. Because he didn't want it. Okay, but then the Rishonim hold it is. So the tour brings his father, the Rosh, that says, what's pshat that it worked? Because he did a shvua. It was a shvua over here. And if you do a shvua, the shvua works even if it's something that didn't come yet to the world. That's what he says. Comes the Rivosh. The Rivosh obviously did not see the tour. And he says, he brings this whole discussion, and he says, I don't believe it. That's what the Rosh said. Says, Lava Rosh V'loi Rabbi Ben Yaakov Chatimi Allah. I didn't see it written down anywhere. Not from the Rosh and not from Ba'al Turim. I disagree. I think it's not a good answer. Doesn't make any sense. Who cares that there's a Shavua? Why should we care that we have a Shavua? The Ma'aseh says, Dovah Shalom Ba'loilam. So who cares if he did a Shavua, didn't do a Shavua? You can't be back. It's like, didn't come to the world. That's what he says. So he says, maybe the only reason it worked is because it was before Matan Torah. The whole halachas of Kenyan started only from Adatarian on. From before, we had different Inyani Kenyanim. And therefore, even though after the Torah came, you can't be makna davar shalom, you can't give something which didn't come yet to the world. But before the Torah came, you could. So there's many questions on the answer of the Rivosh. One of them is, what do we learn the whole concept of Kenyan? We learn from Zdeafrin, Kichachachim Zdeafrin, and Kedushim, and Kenyan. We learn many things from Adatarian Torah. So how can you say the Kenyan before the Torah is different than after? But that's what the Rivosh wants to say.
Was he selling just the part of the two parts? I thought he was selling them also being
also the avoida. Oh, everything. But they're bounded by the inheritance. How does that work?
Just that part.
That part. Oh, that I want to get to that later. This is what you when you say.
That also came after Mount Dari.
The what?
The Roschal after Mount Dari. We learn it now. The after Mount Dari.
Right, I'm saying, but you learn from things.
What was Yaakov trying to come?
Not yeah, but you're coming. But he's saying, but there was a kinyan of Ma'aseh Machpelah.
It's not a kasha.
Yeah, no, but it was a kinyan of Ma'aseh Machpelah. You learn from there. Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah.
There's that
right. So that you see, he sold the avodah that he did sell, but they're bothered by the inheritance of double. But and again, one of the Rishonim brings it too. What? Oh, another shot. It's Shailon. All these good questions. Like we said, we don't want the show to be 53 minutes, right? So, okay, so the Achronim, the later Achronim say, basically this machlokes between the Rosh and the Rivosh is Shvua work or not work. Really depends on the Chakir, on understanding what's the reason that you can be Makkah Dovah Shalom Aloyim. What's the reason? And the later Achronim bring it, but it really comes from an earlier Achronim. The Nemukiyah Zubba Metziah says, what's the reason you can't be Makkah Dovah Shalom Aloyim? He says, "Lo me'arim shu deloy samchadaito." That's because das. I don't rely. You tell me that when the fruits of the tree will come, you'll give it to me. Who knows if they're ever going to come? And if they're going to come, you're going to remember it. I can't rely on that. If I see the thing in front of me, I buy it. If not, not. That's what he says. Today, the Beyudu attacks this Nuk Yosef, and he holds. He says, "Ma'am, it's nothing to do with because das." So, what's the reason the Nidibi is referring to? He's referring to what seems to come. The Levush says the way Levush says it. In Odom Nag Lechaber Dovah Shalom Ba'al Olam, why? She ain't kon Dovah Sheyachul Olav HaKinyan. You makne what? I don't know what to be makne. So you made what? The Mekiyasev and the Levush arguing, what's the idea that Odom Ein Lo Makne Dovah Shalom Ba'al Olam? Because it says, it doesn't have Sukhas Das, I can't rely on it. The Lavush says, I can't be makik. It's nothing to be. It's nothing to be challah. The Mele what? When you have a shvua, comes the word that says he's giving a shvua. So according to the case of Eishmak, what do you say? You say, okay, now I have svichas das. I know you're going to keep. You're not going to violate your shvua. Mashenke, when you're talking about the svara of the Lavush, it doesn't help. And that's what Lechura seems to be, the svara of the Ribush. It doesn't help. I can't make that Lechura. Technically, I can't make it. And this leads to the Ribush Weiss brings it. The connection is the piece that Shuvah speaks about, something called, we have, Dovah Shalom B'Lo'ilam, when you have in Astumta. What's Astumta? Astumta means that's the way that people do business today.
Shaking hands.
Maybe those two people sit down together and they make a business, which is the normal way to do business. 3 years ago, when we spoke about it, said maybe one idea of that, not sure, is an option. When you buy an option. So when you buy an option of a stock, when you buy an option, you're saying, I'm buying the option that if the stock will get to reach a certain price, I'll buy it then. So maybe that's not Shlomo Loyal, because I don't know if it will get to there or not. Such as the stock is in the world, just the value of the stock is not here. So you can discuss if that's considered to be a stupid there or not. But the because you were speaking, if you have something and that's the normal way that people do business, and they shake their hand, basically they do business that way, can Dovah Shalva Yolam work or not? And it brings the whole discussion that Chorinim does it work or not. And the Chor, that depends on the same achlikas. If you hold it's Smichus Das, so if that's the way people do business, you can do it. But if you hold Dovah Shalva Yolam, you can't be Makne, there's nothing to be Makne, so an economic, there won't be a Kenyan. That's what I mean. He brings the case. What happens when you have someone who made a deal with a Moyel, his wife was pregnant, or maybe even not pregnant, just thinking, but he said, when I have a baby boy, you'll be the Moyel. Is that considered to be a deal or not? And they shook hands in it. He wants to say that to the stumto. They agreed to something what people agreed to. Is that a deal or not? It's no shalom alayim. The kid's not yet in the world. So the question is that considered to be something? If I rely on it, we have your kinyan. But if it's then the dovah shalom is not mekhed. There's no kinyan over here. If an option in echanami will be dovah shalom alayim, if so, then the question is: will be dina teir? Could you buy an option or not?
Grain.
What do you mean? Which grain?
I have to look it up. Yeah. They were buying grains with options, saying they buy the prices regardless of the famine.
Regardless, here. Okay. Maybe that will correct.
Maybe crop didn't exist.
Maybe crop exists. Maybe a stock is only value, which is, I don't know. It could be that option is not a
dosha. Talks about it.
Yeah. Okay. And echidam. So this is just the akdom. This is the classic, you know, raid that we have on this topic. Dovah Shalom B'Loyim, Ki Makri, how do you use Makri the B'Choyro? How does Yaakov Avinu sell it? And we have the issue, maybe because there's a Shu over here, maybe because of the Fremat the Torah. This is really the two main shitas regarding Dovah Shalom B'Loyim. But I saw this year, by the way, 3 years ago, we said a different answer. Now, I saw something this year, and I think this fits a little bit the Sefer called Moshe Skenim. Moshe Skenim is the Baal HaTorah, not the Das Skenim, the Moshe Skenim, the Sefer on its own. We have the Baal HaTosfos, and they say something very interesting. And we're just going to expand a little bit more than what they say to say the answer, the chur that comes out over here. What the Moshe Skenim says is what Rashi mentions. Rashi says, Yaakov Avinu was created first. Esav, Mishra Yaakov Avinu was conceived first, then Esav. Moshe, Rashi brings, someone puts two called balls in a tube. So the one that came in first comes in last, goes out last. Yaakov was created first, went into the womb first. And then when he came out, he was the second one to come out. So therefore, you know, underneath the surface, he was a b'chor. That's what the Moshe Skenim points out. And therefore, there is a b'chor to Yaakov. Now, to add to that, you can say the following. We have a Rashi in Megillah, and the Maharal over there, that say, when does a father become a father? A father becomes a father from the time of conception. When does a mother become a mother? For the time of birth. That's what it says, Ke'ein lo av ve'im, by Esther. So, well, yeah, that goes to that case, we've once spoke about it. But Ke'ein lo av ve'im, so Rashi says, Mishar shiror lios av, the father was nifter in the beginning of the pregnancy. And the mother of Esther was nifter when? And when she gave birth. Rashi says, Mishor Sharul the same. A mother becomes a mother only when she gives birth. A father becomes a father when he conceives. There's two types of Bechairus. Anybody learn Mesechus Bechairus? You have two types of Bechair. You have Bechair Lenachla and you have Bechair Lekoyen. There's a Bechair who inherits his father, and that goes, that he gets double. You have Bechair Lekoyen. What's the definition of Bechair Lenachla? Bechair Lenachla is the son of the father. If the father has a few wives, the only is only one Bechair. The one who was created first. He's his Bechair, the Nachla.
Nachla means to be a seventh baby.
Before.
Meaning that two people, one was born.
Okay. So it goes based on the father. The Bechair Lekoyen goes based on what? On Peterechem, when the womb opens, meaning when the birth came. Similar to when the mother becomes a mother. At the moment the mother becomes a mother, that's when a Peterechem comes. A Bechair Lekoyen, if someone has seven wives, he has seven prayers. He can have seven different prayers to come. So he has to serve between a bit. So it comes a little bit. Bechair Lenachlo, that goes based on the father. When does the father become a father? At time of conception. Bechair Lekoyen goes based on Leido. Really goes based on the mother to a certain extent. So when he gets to the father, Yaakov Avinu was conceived first. So he was the first one born for Yaakov Avinu. So for the Nachla, the double, he gets first, not because he bought it from himself. He rightfully so gets it first. That's what Moshe Skene says. And now you can take it to the next step. What did Yaakov buy from himself? So Moshe Skene wants to say it was just pretending to buy something. But really what he bought is the Avaido, to become a Koyen. What made a Koyen? What's Kedushas Bechayro? Kedushas Bechayro totally Peterechem. Who had Peterechem really? Who's the one who came out first from the womb? Esav. So Esav was a Koyen. What? Yeah, that comes to Loilam. Why is it called Baal Loilam? Because that many Rishonim already mentioned. First of all, what you mentioned before, because you have a Bama today too. They can do Bama today. But Kedusha's Bechair is Kedusha. Esav had the Kedusha. The fact that you're going to work in Beis Mikdash later, it doesn't matter. The Kedusha's already here. Just, maybe you don't have inflammation, you don't have enough Kedusha L'maisa, but you have the prayer. So you may know what? Maybe you could say this, according to putting the Moshe Skene, adding one more thing, comes a very good track. That really, there's two different prayers. There's a Bechair Lenachla and there's a Bechair Lekoyen. What Yaakov needed to buy from Esav is not Bechair Lenachla, it was a Bechair Lenachla on his own. What he bought from Esav is the right to be Bechair Lekoyen, meaning the Kedusha's Bechair, which originally these Bechairs, the Mekadosh, were working in Beis Mikdash. So he made it, that's not the Hoshla B'Loilam, because he's not buying the Nachla. What we shouldn't even bother by is what do you want? You want to buy a night, you get an inheritance, which is double later, and so you think the Hoshla B'Loilam. That's just Bechair Lenachla is something that he already has, as Moshe Skene says. So the only thing he bought was the Avaida, as Rashi says. And that was the main discussion. That he told him, I don't want to work in Beis Mikdash, it's too hard, it's too much work, it's too much misses, I'm not interested. That was the main thing that he bought from Esav. The Seder. Okay. Let's stop over here.